Colourful Radio.
So here we are, it's Colourful Radio. And like I said, it's a very special reggae show here because we have very special guests. We are honoured to have these very special guests in the studio with me right now. UK's foremost reggae band in the house. We're talking about Aswad. Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good evening, Colourful Radio. Big.
How you doing? You all right, sir?
Yeah, safe, man. Safe.
Nice one. Well, we're here to promote the gig that you're doing at the Jazz Cafe, the 24th of March, and also talk about the latest album that you had out, City Lock, that came out last year. How did that do for you still?
Well, I mean, City Lock's still on the road right now. It's not finished. It's a brand new album. I said there's still a lot of people who haven't heard it.
Right.
We have a single coming out from it on the 19th of April.
Mm-hmm. Which is called City Lock 2.
Yeah, it's called City Lock 2.
The City Lock, that's the one featuring.
And if anyone wants to catch you live, we'll be playing at the Jazz Cafe on the 24th of this month.
That's right.
It's probably exactly. 2 weeks' time. So anyone out there, so to make sure to come. See?
All right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, you see with the album now, the City Lock, came out last year. It's been a 10-year gap since the last album, Shine. What have you guys been doing for the last 10 years, man? What's been going on with that?
Well, we've been touring and writing at the same time. So basically, while we've been touring, we've been writing tracks and laying down tracks at our leisure. There's enough times, man, just go in the studio and try to bash out an album in one go. Mm-hmm. But this time, we decided to take our time and do it. It's like what we're doing with our lives and our liberty.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where we enjoyed it actually more than rushing it and doing all the tracks at the same time.
Right.
We've been touring all this time, and we're still touring now.
Okay.
So we haven't played London for a long time.
Right.
So we're looking forward to coming back. We're old school, the new school, with Sweetie, Solomon, Hans Section, old tune, new tune, Jamon,
nice,
BS,
nice.
Everything.
Yeah, come big it up.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, what was the overall thinking towards the album? Was it something, what was the vibe that you wanted to bring out?
Well, basically, we've made quite a few albums over the years now. So, you know, the career's been a long career. So when we came to make this album, like you said, we hadn't made an album for a few years. And basically, we just sit down and see what we come up with now.
Mm-hmm.
There's some old tunes on there that we've written from a long time ago that we hadn't recorded. And as Drummy said, there's a couple other tracks there with some DJs on it. We have Solomon, who was the DJ on Shine.
All right.
He done a couple of tracks on the album too. Then we have Sweetie Ari.
Mm-hmm.
We have Richie Dan. Panic. We've done another version of African Children. There's a wicked rap on that too.
Yeah, Richie Dan.
Uh-huh. So basically, we just see what we come with in the year 2010, basically.
Yeah, you just wanted something to represent time. Yeah,
the music, when we look at the music business now, the music business has changed now almost completely.
In what way for you?
For us, we put out an album and almost there's no shops there to worry about it. Everything downloads now. And everything. So England come like it's gone to downloads.
All right.
Even though you have other countries that still sell out CDs. So those are the things that has changed for us. You know, the whole business, you know, it's a different outlook right now, differently.
That's why when you mention people like Black Adred, they're like one of the standing fathers of reggae shops
absolutely
in this country. Because I mean, there's hardly any reggae shops selling vinyl or playing reggae at all. So,
truly. Black Adred, Dub Vendor, we get sponsored by as well. So, you're right.
Talk to them people there, for real.
So it's something you was aware of when you saw that, like, put the album together, how to push it and market it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, even now we're still learning. It's a new market. So, people, the internet has come. I mean, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we never knew about internet radio. So here we are, put up on internet radio. Look on your computer screen.
If you mention vinyl to certain youths right now, they'll say, Dad, what's a vinyl?
Yeah. I'm telling you, for real.
Everything changed so much.
You're right, that's right, man.
Yeah.
Totally.
So we had to, like, really kick ourselves to the best way of going through things. I mean, we wanted to cut the album and singles on vinyl, but we're planning to do certain things like that.
All right, so it's only available on CD. There's no vinyl now.
But some vinyls are going to come.
Oh, but you're going to do the vinyl. What, double vinyl pack, like DJ friendly?
We're not sure yet.
we have to look by the budget first.
Yeah. But we have a young youth amongst us called Jazzwad. I imagine
Jazzwad, man.
With some of our old tracks, and he's doing it. So on vinyl, so sometimes we have to learn from the youth them, you know.
True. I was going to say, who was involved with the production for the album City? Like, was that down to you, or did you involve other producers? Who were the engineers, musicians, etc.?
Well, funny enough, I mean, in the past, we have used, you know, producers here and there, but most of this album, mostly being produced by us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just been like me and Tori. Yeah. Done the most of the production.
That was something you had in mind to do still. Yeah.
Well, that's funny enough, that's how we've done it from day one. Yeah. That's how we've done it from day one.
Okay.
When we, you know, I mean, we were a band, grew up in England. We were born, yes, so we grew in England.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we was enough Jamaican musicians that we've met in the time we've been around.
Truly.
And yeah, for us, well, we've learnt our part from here in England. Yeah.
Yeah, even though going to Channel One and recording, I was one of the only English bands to make an album in Channel One. That was experience and a half. Which,
really? What album was that you recorded down at Channel One?
Was it Rebels? Rebel Soul.
Yeah, Rebel Soul.
Yeah, okay. For Island Records.
And even when we were at the time, we recorded some tunes with some of the Jamaican artists too.
Mm. Like Michael Palmer, Minaro.
Yeah, so I remember it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there, brother. I was there.
Yeah, man. I met a certain man here, the rhythm, coming back from London.
Uh-huh.
And from Jamaica, and the way that we drop it, even the Jamaican artists was going, they were banging down the walls when they heard when it was on rhythm.
For real.
Yeah,
okay. Well, make we deal with some of the new rhythms that came off the City Lock album. I'm going to draw for Calling. Is that all right for you guys?
Yeah, man.
But we've been beating this tune heavy on the radio station, so. You just locked in. It's the Reggae Show with me, Keith Lawrence, and we're speaking to Aswa. We're talking to them very quickly because they got to move fast, you know.
Promotion spree.
But they made the one stop here at Colourful Radio. So keep it where you got it. Nice, guys. Like this tune.
Wicked.
Yeah, man. How long did the whole album take to come together?
Well, look, the album roughly was about 4 or 5 months, isn't it?
Yeah, 4 or 5 months from recording and mixing. Yeah, because mm-hmm. after a while you kind of get used to the process of doing it.
So it's all kind of textbook for you, you know what you're doing and thing, and you're happy with the sound that came out.
I mean, I'm happy with some of the remixes we have for City Lock as well, because we have some different kind of mixes. And
Was that a conscious thing on your part, like to hit different markets music?
Listen, when you listen to reggae music, let's hear where reggae music is coming from and all the different styles that come out of reggae music. Mm. I mean, as far as we're concerned, when you talk about house and garage, even house and garage, as far as we're concerned, come from reggae music.
True.
Drum and bass.
Yeah, even the words, drum and bass, that's from reggae music.
Yeah. So. Standard, isn't it?
And then, as you know, the youth, them out there, so them are listening grime and something, which all them vibes that come from reggae music. So. Mm-hmm. When you have tried to capture them as well, could you them gone to another level? And you know what I mean? So we do different remixes them and try to keep everybody else involved.
Excellent.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, man. And that's what's been going for a long time now. I mean, when did you first come together now? Well, you know I had to ask you that.
I put it this way. I think we have about 27 albums.
Yeah.
27 albums. Yeah. And when was the first one?
And the first single put out by Aswell was 1976, Back to Africa.
Yeah,
Back to Africa. Doopy doopy doop.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's
the
one. Start.
So we'll be writing some tracks up for that stuff. So what? So 76, 77, you guys came about?
Yeah, 76. 76. Yeah.
All right, and what part of... you're London, boys?
London, Labrador.
West Side.
Yeah,
I'm slowly 25, see?
Of course you are.
Yeah, man.
Stop coming
up here.
Yeah, for real, man.
Keith Lawrence. Colourful Radio.
Well, now.
What was it like working with the great Crown Prince Dennis Band? How did this track come about still?
Well, it's one of the strangest things. We actually went to Holland to play with him on his birthday.
Oh, really?
And he was there. We went there the night before and things weren't actually going that right.
Oh, yeah.
And we went to do the sound check the next day, which actually was on his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing all his tracks and we had a little break. And we just, me and Tony just started playing this drum and bass.
Mm.
And Dennis Brown said to us, "Who for tune that?" And we said, "Ours."
"Ours."
Yeah.
And he said, "And you just started singing Promise Down on it."
Yeah. Really?
So he said, "Why? I'm more upset this tune, you know."
Yeah.
So we said, "Okay." And he said, "We're going to be back in London Tuesday." So we booked Island Studio on Basin Street.
Mm-hmm.
We waited for him to come. I didn't come for about 3 hours.
Right.
What you said? How long you said?
That's a tree. Is more?
It's more than that.
We sit there for nearly the whole day.
Yeah.
And wait upon Dennis Brown. And that man said, Dennis will come, man. I went, well, boy, Dennis, man. Come on, Dennis, man. Mm. And everybody, I said, no, Dennis now coming. And Drummy decides, well, stop. I'm not moving, you know.
Mm.
Dennis Brown, I come. And stop. That's about 7 hours. Dennis Brown walk into the studio with a big smile on his face. Said, already?
So what? I'm just kidding. What?
Like nothing's happened.
Yeah, like nothing's happened, sir. And basically, what you hear on the record is what come out of his mouth first time.
The first take. First take, it was just style. One take.
One,
yeah.
One take.
Because we was actually, I was making sure the microphone was all right, just waiting for him.
Mm.
So the microphone was ready. So he just said, "All ready?" I said, "Yeah." And he just went to the studio, and I said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, man."
Mm.
And then I said, "Okay, red light."
Yeah.
Mm. And the first thing you hear on the record is the first thing he came out with.
Wow.
And if I mean, said that ad lib,
mm-hmm.
I said, "We get him."
That's right.
Get him.
Yeah, you feel the vibe.
Yeah, man.
Excellent. Wow, yeah, that's amazing. Just one take.
Yeah, that's tell the truth, man. I mean, that tune for us, it gave me love to speak.
Mm.
It gave me love to speak.
Yeah, well,
because certain man in Jamaica, when they heard it, they didn't check that it really come from England.
Right, yeah, yeah, for real. It was a different mix still.
And I tell the truth, even now, I mean, Bunny Lee's that is the first computer with him, which it wasn't. We played it live.
Yeah, it was a synthesizer still, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just a song we put on it.
And even now, if you check it, of all the British rhythm, then none of them has been done over more than Promised Land rhythm.
You're right. Yeah. Even the Jamaican producers.
Yeah.
I've got a mega battle piece still.
I still make it now.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I tell you, it's a top tune.
Yeah, that make us proud, man.
Wow,
proud.
Tell you,
seriously.
You should be. Yeah, when they mention Warrior Charge.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Gosh, man. Yeah. Yeah. Come to Jazz Cafe, man. Never hear that, man.
So all of those tunes. Yeah, I was going to ask you, what can the punters expect from the show there at Jazz Cafe?
They will get a little part of the history of Aswad.
Yeah, the history is long, but you'll get a good piece out.
Listen, if you're looking for Aswad or you're trying to find out Wild Gwan with Aswad, you can find us on aswadband.com.
That's your website, right?
That's our website.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to find out, check in there, sir.
That's www.aswadband.com.
Yes,
okay. And I know you guys have got a flash still, but before you go, I got an email here that says, shout out the boys. And that's coming from hold on, may I read the wrong one? Nadia in Italy. She says hi.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, please bring my greeting to Drummy Zeb. He's my friend, and I would be glad if you would give him my message. Thanks.
All right, wicked.
All right, Nadia, done it, all right? All the way in Italy. And you he's see, cringing.
When you find out, when you see where the music actually reached to, that's just wicked.
That's what I'm telling you, far and wide, man. Yeah, that's good to hear, though. So, yeah, big up, Nadia. You want to say anything to Nadia, Drummy?
Everything Chris.
All right, nice. Right, moving swiftly on. Right, the new single, City Lock, features different urban mixes and also your good friend, Sweetie Irie,
who you
done work with on and on as well. Why did you draw for Sweetie Irie again, still?
Well, he's a wicked DJ star.
Yeah.
I mean, when we did
nothing to do with him coming from West London and you got to represent
well,
West
that helped
London.
Too.
That's the first tune we done with him. It was his first tune and it went on a mashup the place. And when we went to Jamaica, and we played it on Sunsplash. When he came on stage, the whole place went giddy.
Oh, for On and On,
On and On. Yeah. And the same thing happened in England.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that tune was ballistic.
I like that word, giddy.
Yeah, man. Giddy.
The players get giddy.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I used to play that at the time, that the girls whining, with little Brandy and Bailey's in the hand. Yeah.
I like this tune at all. This is Aswad, match.
Yeah, man. No, the CTI, wicked artist.
Yeah, man, totally, absolutely. And he's on the new single that we're going to draw in a minute. Before we do that, I know you got a rush and things. Is there any other gigs coming up for the year? I know you're doing a couple of festivals there, so I picked up a flyer.
You have to just keep your ears and eyes open.
Just go to the website.
Yeah, go to Aswad website.
Aswadband.com if you want the lowdown. And future plans and projects coming up? Anything that you'd like
just
to let kind of
more music, more Aswad, more music.
Yeah, more LPs to come, more singles.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Yeah, man.
Listen, man, we've been around for a while, but I tell you the truth, we're still enjoying what we do.
That's
seriously.
We're just a come again, man.
Yeah. Second win and two. Phoenix rising. And you keep rising and rising, so the sun is shining right here because of you guys here. The reggae music something I talk about.
Look, kid.
Yeah, man. Blessed love, that's what.
Drop it, colorful.
Tony Gadd. Thanks for passing through. We're taking the new single that's out. Is it out now? When's it coming?
April the 19th.
April the 19th.
Officially.
The title track from the album, City Lock, featuring Sweetie Irie.
Yeah.
And this is your mixes, isn't it?
Yeah, the Grove mix.
The Aswad Grove mix, all right? Take it to the west side. Thanks, guys.
Respect.
Soulful sounds to lift your spirits. Colourful Radio.